Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Here we go, guys. Touchdown Turnover. Baker Mayfield is the next Johnny Manziel.
Oh,
wow.
Turnover, emphatic turnover. It's not even close. I'm a big Baker Mayfield fan now that I don't have to watch him torch Tennessee anymore. He is the sole reason Oklahoma beat Tennessee a couple years ago. I mean, Tennessee had him in third and long, third and six, third and seven, third and eight, so many times that game, and he would scramble around in the pocket, make a heck of a throw, scramble for a first down. He single-handedly beat Tennessee, in my opinion, that year.
Him and Shepard, that receiver.
Anyways, I go turnover. Johnny Manziel, there were a lot of signs off the field that made him not the greatest role models. Baker Mayfield has one incident where he was a college kid drinking too much
one night. And he ran from the police and got tackled.
He didn't even run from the police. He ran to the police. That's how intoxicated he was. He tried to juke him out and failed miserably. So that's a bad – that's a no-no. But I just think it's
– let me know when you're ready to change your mind.
No, I'm not going to change. I think it's asinine to compare Baker Mayfield to Johnny Manziel, who Johnny Manziel is on hardcore drugs.
At this point of his career, we didn't know about the drugs.
Yeah, we did. There were signs of him partying all up until that last year he was at A&M.
We didn't know. I didn't know about the drugs when he was at A&M.
Not the hardcore drugs, but you know he was partying it up summer long.
Just the party.
I mean, he was like hanging out with Drake and stuff when he was still at Texas A&M.
He was making questionable decisions off the field, and a lot of people knew about it at that time. I don't think it compares. Well, I don't agree with Baker Mayfield's actions on the field. Let me set that straight. I don't agree with grabbing your junk. I don't agree with cussing. Now, did he cuss at the fans, wasn't it, or was it at the players?
He said apparently to the fans he was saying stick to basketball.
Yeah. Yes, and he dropped expletives.
Which is hilarious.
He dropped expletives at him too. That's what I saw. So I think it's asinine to compare the two.
Okay,
I'm gonna say turnover too because Johnny Manziel was just so far out of the norm. That dude was an absolute rock star. Like I said, he was hanging out with Drake. He was going to Las Vegas and like partying with like supermodels and stuff. Baker Mayfield's just a douchebag on the football field where he, you know, he just brings that bravado and sometimes it goes over the top. Like he went and spiked the flag of midfield at Ohio State earlier this year, junk like that. He's just an over the top character. Of course, he has made bad off the field decisions. That's also true. Like you said, underage drinking or got a DUI or whatever happened. And Johnny Manziel was so extraordinary in terms of his like stardom, his profile, where he became like the subject of rap songs and stuff. Literally, Drake made a song about Johnny Manziel.
Draft Day.
Yeah, it's a good song if you haven't heard it. I don't think that he's gonna go down that road. Baker Mayfield seems like he gets his butt kicked enough times, he'll get his stuff together. And I think he's set up to have a decent NFL career. Might just be a backup, but we'll see.
In terms of how the GMs perceive him, I'm going to say touchdown. You can't compare Johnny Manziel today, which is the guy that's been out of the league for a year or two, who's been in rehab, to the Baker Mayfield who's still in college. You got to compare Johnny Manziel when he was in his last year of college to Baker Mayfield's last year in college. And they have a lot of similarities. Both got in trouble with the law, both partied, both had some questionable actions there in the football field. Both were arguably the best college football player in the country. But from an NFL standpoint, good or bad, when you have a player that got in trouble like Johnny Manziel, and then a few years later you have another quarterback that reminds the scouts of that player, that could really hurt that player. A good example would be, let's say another kid comes out of school and he reminds people of Derek Barnett, and he gets the Derek Barnett comparison. That's gonna be great for that player. It may not be fair, it may not be accurate, but the moment you're compared to a player, good or bad, that tends to stick when it comes to NFL GM. So I hope that Baker Mayfield does not go down the same path as Johnny Manziel. I don't think he will, as far as getting to the NFL and just spiraling out of control and not putting football first. But some of his antics so far reminds me of Johnny Manziel in college. But I don't really have a problem with him all that much with his behavior against Kansas. You know, it's in the heat of the moment. You know, you're talking junk. You got to understand, though, you are the quarterback and the cameras will be on you. You just threw a touchdown. So what do you think people are going to be looking at?
And it's Kansas.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, I get it, man. They didn't want to shake his hand at the beginning. That fired him up. It would probably fire me up, too. I just hate that for the Heisman, you know, they look at integrity, they look at all that stuff, and that may affect him.
I think it will affect him.
He's one of the best players in the country. All right, let's get moving. Let's get back to the hotline. Let's get to GQF. GQF, good morning.
Hey, guys. Sorry for dropping a couple of times.
It's okay, man.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You know how big I've been on the Gruden train?
Probably for at least that I've known you, GQF, from radio, at least 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. I got a political announcement to make. I chose your show to make it on. Swaney, the only bigger Gruden fan than me is my son. He's 21 years old, just got back from Marine boot camp. And I was talking to him last night. And I told him, I said, you know what, son? I said, if we don't get Gruden, I hope we get Matt Campbell. And he looked at me, he said, I'd rather have Matt Campbell than Gruden. And you know what, Swain? I agree with him, and let me tell you why.
Hmm.
Not just because Basilio's came out and endorsed that guy and Beano yesterday. I was sold on that guy. He was on. They had him on game day, I think it was 2 weeks ago, week before last. And just in about a five-minute interview, just the way that guy talked, you can tell that guy's going to be a star. You know, he doesn't look like a football coach. He looks like a basketball coach. But you look at what he's done at Iowa State, and the guy's only, what, 36 or 37 years old?
37,
If we could land that guy, you know, we could have ourselves another 15, 16-year coach like Majors and Plummer.
I think Matt Campbell is a good football coach. I think he has a lot of potential. I think his ceiling is high. You look at Scott Frost, and you can say the same thing about him. Some people may not want to say this, but I've heard other people say this, that Mike Norvell has that type of ceiling as well, young guy that seems to have a real bright future. And I mentioned this yesterday, but Matt Campbell used to be a GA for Coach Azani when they worked at Bowling Green together. And so – that's really cool. You know, the coaching circles are so small, but I like Matt Campbell. I'll be okay with Tennessee talking to him. You know, just because I'm okay with Tennessee talking to him doesn't mean that they should be the head coach of Tennessee or they are my number one. Tennessee should talk to as many people as possible. They should talk to Jimbo, James Franklin, Chris Peterson. They should try to talk to everybody they can. Because you never know. You never know who may be unhappy. You never know who may want to a fresh start, who wants a new challenge, who wants more money. You never know. And a closed mouth don't get fed. So ask away. I want us to talk to Matt Campbell. I want to see what he's made of, because if we feel like, oh my gosh, he could be the next star, we better get on him before anyone else, then hey, you got to make that decision. If you're Peyton Manning, you are the decision makers, Coach Former, and if you see a lot of star qualities in him, hey, pull the trigger. I trust Peyton Manning. I trust Coach Former in this process, if they're being leaned on. I really do. I really trust them. So thank you for the phone call, GQF. Surprising that he is saying he would rather have Campbell over John Gruden, because I mean, he's the biggest Gruden fan there is.
That is very interesting. And the only thing that scares me with Campbell and Norvell both, neither at almost any time at all has been involved with a major college football program. They've both been the biggest is Mike Norvell, who spent a decent amount of time at Arizona State. But even Arizona State, I mean,
that's not
the
Pac-12
is not the SEC.
What Matt Campbell's doing is really no different than when James Franklin did at Vanderbilt.
No, it's hard to win at Iowa State.
Yeah, that is true.
But my thing, I like Matt Campbell
a
lot.
Hard to win Vanderbilt.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I just,
both.
That's what I was saying. I was agreeing.
It's comparable.
You.
I mean, it's really comparable.
I was agreeing. Yeah. With you. I think it's funny though that. Not necessarily GQF, I'm just speaking in general, that fans would be okay with going after Matt Campbell, but not Mike Norvell. I find that kind of funny. Both are really, really good coaches. I think Matt Campbell is going to end up being a superstar one day. I think Mike Norvell will be too.
Matt Campbell got his team up. They beat TCU. They beat Oklahoma.
Yes, yes.
And they gave Oklahoma State all they wanted.
Right.
It took a couple drives in the fourth quarter to seal that deal. So that's what they see. And I understand – for fans, Matt Campbell having the edge over Mike Norvell for those three games. I get that.
But what's funny about that is how much do we rave about Fuente? We think the world of Justin Fuente,
yeah.
And Mike Norvell is doing things that Fuente's not even doing. He's in a position to win an AAC championship, something that Fuente, I don't even think he went to a championship game. And you can say
Justin
that,
Fuente was going up against Houston when they were –
Yeah, when Tom
at their best, yeah. But
Herman was at Houston last year when Norvell beat him, I believe.
Also true.
Let's get to Steve in Georgia. Steve, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Steve.
Happy Turkey Day to you.
Hey, man. Great to hear from you.
Hey, just real quick. Two things. First thing, is there a Vegas over-under on how many confirmed coaches we've signed on Twitter? I mean, every day I get on there, there's a new name. I mean, names I ain't even heard of, so. Yeah, I don't know. I just quit looking at Twitter. It's just, yeah. But anyway, hey, just real quick, Swain. I wanted to talk to you about the whole Baker Mayfield thing.
Mm-hmm.
I get it that people are offended that, he did that. But, hell, I played football. You played football. There's a lot worse stuff going on. And as far as the Heisman, you got to take a look at what Cam Newton did. When he was at Florida. There was disciplinary issues there. He had to transfer to another school for the stuff he did.
Yeah.
When you look at Jameis Winston, all the stuff he did with his crab legs and everything else,
mm-hmm.
He's got a good NFL career.
Good point.
Brett Favre, if you remember back in the day, in the 90s, Brett Favre got into it with, pointing at his junk and everything with one of the Detmer boys for Philadelphia on Monday Night Football. People are going to go at each other, and I don't see an issue with what he did. As far as I'm concerned, the media that puts it on Twitter and the video and then puts it on TV, 3,000 times a day for us to look at, aren't they just as culpable as what he did?
No.
If they're so offended, why are they showing it? So, anyway, that's just my opinion, Swain. I love you. You ain't never lied to me, and I appreciate everything you did.
Hey, thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. I don't think – the media is as culpable as Baker Mayfield because he's the one who did it. Who did it?
I think that's more of a product of social media.
Yeah, and just because you put it out there doesn't mean that you are offended. I'm not offended. I understand. Football is an emotional game. Baker just has to be a little bit more aware. And if I'm a GM, that's what I question. Like, dude, you are the quarterback at Oklahoma. You are a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Was.
You don't have any more awareness than that. So what are we going to do when we give you $10 million or with $20 million and we give you the keys to an NFL franchise? If you can't handle it at Oklahoma, how the heck are you going to handle it for the Browns? That's probably where he's going. How do you handle that situation? That's a fair question to ask if you are an NFL GM. But no, I don't have a problem with him cussing on a football field. I don't have a problem with him cussing at fans who are cussing at him. Him grabbing himself, that's just – you just got to be smarter there. It's not practice. It's not practice where it's all guys. It's a game where you have little kids watching. You have, you have girls, cheerleaders there. You have, young ladies watching a football game. I remember that one parent that wrote some letter to talking about Cam Newton's end zone dance because – of, they were there, which is a bunch of nonsense. But if you wrote that letter to Baker Mayfield, I would understand. Because that's not what you want to see there if you have little kids around. So he has to be smarter.
And at this point, his apologies on Twitter after everything, they're getting old. Because you can't continue to do these acts and then apologize on Twitter. But kudos to Lincoln Riley on stripping his captain, label away.
He's not going to be a captain for this upcoming game, and he's not going to start. He's going to play.
A better comparison for Baker Mayfield than Johnny Manziel is Grayson Allen. Duke.
I like that.
College basketball.
I like that.
Like he's not going totally off the rails, but he's a little punk. You know?
On the field on the court.
Yes.
Great comparison. 865-337-7615. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, hour two. Brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com. Stick around. Hour two of the Swain Event is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. Visit PremierSurgical.com to find out about all the procedures and services they offer to help you live a better life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union has helped people save money for almost 80 years, whether it's free checking, financing a vehicle, or purchasing that new home. Alcoa 10 is here to help you. Better rates, better service. Check them out at atfcu.com.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Member NCUA.
When you're out running around shopping for all your holiday gatherings, don't forget to grab the Mrs. Grissom's. Mrs. Grissom's salads and cheese spreads are perfect when you need a delicious, easy meal and ready-to-eat containers the whole crowd will enjoy, like the select old-fashioned pimento cheese or cranberry pecan chicken salad or the classic Mrs. Grissom's ham salad. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Find recipe ideas and coupons at MrsGrissom's.com.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain Event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly with another update on Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Fitness blends, slim blends, wellness blends, and take a break blends are all on the menu at Smoothie King. In addition, we now have the delicious and nutritious coffee smoothies that will jumpstart your day and keep you running when you need an afternoon pick-me-up.
Swain, Smoothie King has been the place I can count on for a healthy meal or snack since 1999. They truly are a healthy alternative to fast food. My go-to smoothies are still the Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Smoothie King definitely helps me keep up the demands of work and a busy lifestyle.
Man, I hear you, TK. I got to stay in shape to keep up with my growing family and all that they're doing. Smoothie King helps me stay energized and ready to meet whatever the day brings. Make the Sip by Sip program part of your life. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll notice a difference.
Swain, you and Smoothie King are both legit. We need to get to Smoothie King right now, Swaino. I need a chocolate gladiator with some peanut butter, and I can truly say I'm a Smoothie King for life.
Smoothie King. Delicious and nutritious. The healthy alternative to fast food.
Don't forget the peanut butter.
Tis the season for family, fellowship, and food. Don't miss the holidays by slaving away in the kitchen. How about a dead-end rendition on your holiday tradition? Celebrate with a festive holiday meal from Top 100 Barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue. Their holiday menu offers traditional dishes with a dead-end twist, or you can choose from any of the house favorite dead-end sides. And don't forget about dessert with their homemade pumpkin cheesecake squares. For more info, contact Dead End's catering department at 865-414-9417 or log on to deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue. The catering search is over.
Charlie Burris here. you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee-themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you, it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage-style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to Sunsphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. I promise everyone will be asking you where you got that cool t-shirt from. Again, it's Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or nothingtoofancy.com.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What? The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
Just hike the ball, nut job.
Let's get to Turkey Man on the Be Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Turkey Man, good morning.
It's Turkey Day around the corner. Turkey Day, guys.
Around the corner, Steve.
Best day of this week.
That's right.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I want to DM you and ask some advice, get a little coaching from you on the smoker. I've got some things I'm going to try to do this time. But, I was wondering, you know, you're talking about this coaching search and looking for a coach. For me, I want us to use the heart more than the chart in this coaching search. There's going to be some coaches out there that I have not a clue about, but I'm hoping that we look at it with all the boxes checked, honesty. Integrity can relate to the people, and so I'm hoping in that regards. And I hope we quit stopping spinning stuff. I hear this coach did this and this coach did that. What did he do in championships? You know,
Steve, that's
important to me.
Well, Steve, that's always going to happen, Steve. You know, you got Tennessee. And thanks for the phone call, Steve. Steve, PR, their job is to try to control the narrative. That's Tennessee's job. That's the PR guy's job. And I understand that. I respect that. But it gets to a certain extent where you're starting to insult the fan base. And you start to, you know, pee on their leg and tell them that it's raining. And they're not stupid. So PR is important. And you always have to make sure that how you come across is positive for your Tennessee. There's some things you can't control, and you got to just deal with the consequences. Speaking of consequences, so Knox News came out with the article, and the headline reads that email links Butch Jones to tight end Daniel Helms departure from Tennessee, and it dropped this morning, and when I saw it, I was like, okay, well, that finally came out. Because a lot of people knew about the article for a very, very long time.
About the email.
About the email, yeah. And the incident. And here's a lose-lose situation for a lot of people that knew. Because if you say something, then, you're trying to get Butch Jones fired. And if you don't say something, then, well, why didn't you report it? Your job is to report something. Daniel Helms' father did not want it reported at the time. He didn't. Daniel Helms' dad did not want anything to surface while his son was still playing college football. That was the goal. He didn't want his son to be asked questions. You know, let's say Duke is playing Wake Forest. He didn't want his son to be asked questions about Tennessee while he was still playing at Duke. And so they tried to keep this back, and Helms' dad tried to keep this back. And a lot of people didn't know about it. you can always, you know, get the email with your media. You know, you have the Freedom Act that you can, you know, submit and get the email. And I'm probably sure that's what happened.
If it was sent through a UT server, yeah.
Yes. And public. My favorite thing is now people are my mentions. Like, oh, Swain, you going to say you knew all along, huh? Yeah. Yeah, actually, I did.
And that's the dumbest.
I'm looking at the email right now. It was sent Thursday, October 8, 2015 at 12:58. I'm looking at the email.
You can go back and look at what would happen if this information had come out because, I mean, I always go back to when Seth dropped that article about Matt Crowder getting laid hands on by Bush, whatever happened there. And people were furious. People were calling your sponsors and, you know, getting all pissed off. And people didn't want to believe it. And that's exactly what would have happened here. And, but, you know, people are so high and mighty now. Oh, you knew the whole time and you didn't say anything. Well, back then, if you would have put it out, would you have actually believed it when Tennessee was winning 9 games that year? Would you have? I don't think you would have. Hindsight's 20/20. That makes me so angry when people get indignant over that stuff because they're being dishonest with themselves.
Well, you know, Byron mentioned, he mentioned, you know, specifically when he called in, but he did say there were things going on that people knew about. And if you say anything, they're going to hurt your chances to go to the NFL. That's what they would tell these players. And the players wouldn't say anything. They wouldn't say anything. But this incident happened in a team room. And what Butch Jones called him, yes, it's a football field. You know, that word is used a lot. You know, you are name called by your teammates, sometimes by coaches.
A derogatory term for, how would you say that?
A female body.
Women's genitalia, yeah.
And so it's not the word. It was kind of how it was delivered. It was
in the setting.
The setting and the delivery. When we talk about family, and this is a family and things like that, there's a way you deliver information to someone without trying to humiliate them, without trying to crush them. You can coach them hard by, you know, some harsh words or some harsh actions. But when you come across like you're trying to hurt that person, then that's a message that's sent to the rest of the football team. Now, John Kelly mentioned that he wanted honesty in the next coach. If you're sitting there as a teammate and you see the coach humiliate one of your teammates, you start losing trust in that coach. Everything that he told you in your living room about how this is a family, about how we care for each other, and then you witness that. That is what messes up chemistry. That is what messes up trust level for your coach when you see someone treated like that way. Hey, if he's soft, you recruited him. You knew he was soft. You recruited him. It's not like you inherited him. You inherited Daniel Hamm. I mean, you recruited Daniel Hamm. Over the summer, this article posted about Ethan Wolf calling him soft. And not one time did I see a coach get upset at the author for writing that story. Not one time. But you recruited him too. But yeah, I knew about the article, and part of having sources that have people trust you is when they tell you they don't want it out or they don't want you to say anything, you follow through with that promise. That's called trust. If someone tells me, hey, here's the information, but I don't want it out, then I'm not gonna put it out. I'm a man of my word when it comes to that type of stuff. So yeah, I knew about it for 2 years, but I wasn't gonna put it out.
You told me about it a long time ago.
I'm looking at the email right now.
I didn't know about it until much more recently. Of course, I wasn't in media back when this happened. But it goes right along with what we know about Butch Jones' character.
I know a lot of stuff that's gonna come out. I'm gonna say, yeah, I knew that. But there's gonna be some stuff that come out that I'm not gonna know about. I don't know it all. I know a lot. I don't know every single little thing.
If you sat here and told everything you knew in one show of all the things that happened the last 5 years, you would be dragged through the mud for airing all of the dirty laundry. Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be dragged through the mud for not airing it now. You know, so it's lose-lose, and I'm okay with that.
But that just means you're doing your job the right way.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay. I know I have a tough position being a former player and doing what I'm doing. And so if it's a lose-lose, I'd rather lose on the side of letting the information come out in detail when it's ready instead of dropping it in detail when it happens. I'm cool with that. I let somebody else do it. Tennessee has so many people covering this program. I let someone else do it. And then we'll talk about it when it comes out. And that's kind of what I'm doing here with the Daniel Helm email. 865-337-7615.
Hour two of the Swain event is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. Visit PremierSurgical.com to find out about all the procedures and services they offer to help you live a better life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
Up goes your car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
By now, you know that Muya has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen. They have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers. Not to mention, they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Muya and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mac.
Whether you're hosting a cookout or just relaxing with your family, you don't want to be bothered by ants. Unfortunately, they are terrible this time of the year, and sometimes the problem can become worse with the over-the-counter sprays. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has a solution for that pesky ant issue. Whether you need a one-time treatment or monthly treatment, Southeast Termite and Pest Control has you covered. They offer different treatments for different types of ants. There's no salesman to deal with, so homeowners, you deal directly with the technician that provides the service, and the owners at Southeast Termite and Pest Control are available every day. Don't let ants interrupt your good time. Contact Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or online at southeasttermite.com.
If you bleed orange and your favorite song is Rocky Top, then it's time to make a trip to Alumni Hall. Look your best this season with new selections from Nike, Nike Golf, Cutter and Buck, even orange and white fashion dresses and tops for the ladies, not to mention Tennessee Yeti, and you can't forget options for the baby balls. Be sure to shop at Alumni Hall in Paper Mill Plaza, Turkey Creek, and Westtown Mall for the best selection of balls gear anywhere, or shop online 24/7 at alumnihall.com. Hey, they bleed orange too.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off, like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P6279A, Malibu, stock number P6311, plus tax, activities, subject to prior sales, savings include all manufacturer and dealer incentives and rebates. Not all buyers will qualify with the proof credit. For details.
Fellas, when it comes to your health and quality of life, knowing your numbers is essential. Low testosterone can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol and cause weight gain and lose muscle mass. At Low T Center, they make it quick and easy to get your levels checked. Treatment is even covered by most health insurance with results in about 20 minutes. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
The Swain Event.
Get to Triple OG Jamie on the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Triple OG, what is up?
What's up, my brothers? How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, great, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm just glad to be able to talk to my people.
Hey, man, it's good to talk to you.
I know. It's been a little while, man.
Oh, man, your Lions got us, man.
How convenient you call in the Tuesday after the Lions and Bears play.
Hey, no, hey. No trash talk for me, man. No trash talk for me. Not because we lost, but just because I got respect for the Lions. I really do.
No, I mean, I told somebody on Twitter, he can vouch what I just said, man. Trubisky surprised me to death. I thought he was going to be like the next Joey Harrington. Instead, he balling. Yeah. I mean, to me, he looks more like Wentz. You get him some weapons. You got a good O-line. You got a running game. He's just missing the outside weapons.
He reminds me a lot of Carson Wentz, man. You are correct. And, boy, Coach Z, he needs some wide receivers. He had some that's hurt. He got some that passed their prime. Coach Z needs some weapons, man.
Exactly. You add the weapons, man. Yep. Tell you now, that defense gets healthy, give him some weapons, y'all problem. And that's – I mean, I ain't talking no smacking. First of all, I called the week that you know, I was told I wasn't going to call the week that we lost to y'all. Don't be calling me no front runner caller.
I didn't say you weren't gonna call. Well, at least I don't remember
saying
that,
brother. I'm just joking. But nah, man, y'all, man, I don't know about y'all, but I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired of just talking about a new coach. I can't stand coaching searches because you got 55 million rumors going around. Oh, we talked to this person. Well, we didn't talk to that person. Man, I just want a good football coach who knows how to coach. That's all I'm looking for. And then, like you always said, I want the good fit. Because, you know, what we always say, the first unwritten rule of the Swain Event Show, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken crap. I want chicken salad. Because for the last three coaches, I had chicken crap.
You want a chicken salad dip?
Nah, I don't want no dip. I want a sandwich on a Kaiser roll.
Now, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. It's about fits. It's about fits, man. You know, hopefully Peyton and Coach Former can help identify who's a good coach and who would be a good fit in Tennessee.
Exactly, because that's like having the great sandwich, Kaiser roll, nice sides, and some banana pudding on the side. That's all I want. Because if you got that here at a place like Tennessee, then you're set.
Yeah,
but the problem of it is, for the last 10 years, we went away from the game plan. That's why you were successful for 31 years, because you had a successful game plan. And until we finally get back to being Tennessee again and stop trying to be like somebody else and let these outside forces come tell us what we want to be nationally, let's get back to being Tennessee, because once we get back to being Tennessee, all the rest will take care of itself, like you always say.
That's right, man. That's right. I hope your Lions get to the playoffs, man, and create some noise. Somebody has to derail those Eagles, man. Maybe it's the Lions. Maybe.
I mean, if you look at it right now, if you think about this, I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to think I'm crazy. In the last 63 games, Matt Stafford has not had a single 100-yard rusher. Not a single one, right? That means that his last 100-yard rusher was Reggie Bush since 2013. Tell me a quarterback who's done more with less besides Megatron. Now, we know Calvin Johnson was special, right? But outside of Calvin Johnson, what else – in Golden Tate, what else has he really had to work with?
He's gotten better after Calvin Johnson, actually.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was saying that, Megatron made Stafford. I think Stafford kind of made Megatron, too, because Megatron didn't have them seasons like he had it without Stafford.
That's fair, man. That's fair. Well, Triple O, always good to hear from you, my brother.
Hey, much love, y'all. Y'all have a great day.
You too, man. 865-337-7615. Hour two brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com. The Swain Events fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America.
Speaking of coaching search, I have an interesting thought on Jimbo Fisher. I don't think Tennessee could hire Jimbo Fisher right now, even if they wanted to.
Why not?
Because maybe I'm reading into this too much. But because of the whole Title IX investigation last summer, could Tennessee go out and hire a coach that has had to deal with a ton of problems on and off the field, specifically Jameis Winston at Florida State? Do you think that would play a factor into it?
Jameis Winston,
what's the running back that punched that girl in the face?
Yeah, he had a quarterback that had some issues too.
So, DeAndre Johnson.
He had a couple incidents, but I mean, those guys were removed. Now Jameis played, but I don't think that stops you from hiring Jimbo Fisher if you have a chance to hire him.
I agree. It's just an interesting thought because Tennessee had that whole Title IX lawsuit where players couldn't even go out for months because of it. And then you're going to hire a coach who has not run the cleanest program. Maybe that's a little too harsh, but he has had a lot of issues at Florida State with guys like Jameis Winston.
Coaches who are at those type of schools, they're going to have issues. You know, the Miamis, the Florida States, the Floridas, the Tennessee, Alabama. It's a big program. And you're going to get, you know, so many outside forces. You're going to get so many players from different walks of life. And you have to manage it. You just got to handle it, situation the right way when it comes about. You know, Jim Trussell didn't handle his situation right. You know, he knew of what was going on with the tattoos, but he tried to protect Terrell Pryor, did not go to the authorities, did not go to his supervisors, and it may seem like he was covering up. And when it came out, he got let go too. Urban Meyer had things going on in Florida. Instead of getting swallowed up by it, he decided to leave on his own. You know, think about Nick Saban. I know he's winning a lot of games, but when guys get in trouble, he either suspends him or he takes care of it internally, and it does not become a problem. Dabo Swinney, their first time in the college football playoff, he sent home one of his best receivers. He sent him home. And probably could have helped them against Alabama the first time they lost. But you got to have a coach that just knows how to deal with those situations when they come about and not try to hide them and not try to cover up for a player. Because when that happens, you have Art Browse, and then you are swallowed up, and then you are let go. But you're gonna have incidents. You know, one thing that was unfair to Butch Jones was that some of the things that were going on with some of his players wasn't his fault. I mean, he was bringing in guys to speak. He wouldn't allow guys to go out because he didn't want them to get in trouble. Now, what they did was it forced more house parties. And so we had a couple incidents because of the police coming to a house party and guys getting in trouble. But that's not on Butch Jones. He can't hold everyone's hand all the time. You're going to have incidents. It's how you handle them. And I don't think Jimbo Fisher should be affected getting another job based on what happened in Florida State. I think he should be okay. That's just my opinion. We got For What coming up next.
Hour two of the Swain event is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. Visit PremierSurgical.com to find out about all the procedures and services they offer to help you live a better life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
Today looks to be sunny with a high near 53 and a low around 35. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 56 and a low around 36. Wednesday, there will be more sunshine with a high in the low 50s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it.
If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today. JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Well, all right. We are back. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, hour two, brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
If you are one of the 2 million Americans currently living as an amputee, Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center is here to help. Premier offers a comprehensive approach, and whether you're a new amputee or unhappy with your current prosthetic, the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center can help you achieve your individual mobility goals. Call 865-474-7096 or visit premierprosthetic.com for more info. Can we talk about, I teased it earlier.
Yes.
Someone on Twitter who covers Kansas State tweeted at me yesterday, John Morse, a good dude. He replied to a tweet where I basically gave my theory of the current coaching search, what I think is going on. So my assessment was that John Curry is going to the Bahamas with the basketball team this week. The news around the search has been very quiet in the last few days. And yesterday, that UT plane that I talked about earlier was just trolling people. Like, they're just kind of having fun with the fans right now. And all that sort of leads me to believe that John Curry may already have his guy. And I put that theory out on Twitter, and John Morse, who covers Kansas State, replied to me, and he said, Curry pretended to be engaged in a big search at Kansas State when he decided to hire basketball coach Bruce Weber right from the outset. And then we talked about last week, or no, I guess it was yesterday, a report from over the weekend that John Curry had actually set up a football coach long in advance to replace Bill Snyder at
Jim
Kansas State.
Jim Leavitt, defense coordinator at Oregon now.
Ben pointed out that Curry, with the baseball coaching hire, Curry had actually kind of kept all of that under wraps, really had a guy from the beginning in Tony Vitello, and then just sort of sprung it on the fans when he had it all figured out. And now this, apparently he orchestrated a big coaching search when actually there wasn't any with Bruce Weber. Where does that leave us with what is going on with the coaching search currently?
I mean, that's interesting because, you know, John Curry all weekend was asking members of the 97 team who did they think should be considered for the job at Tennessee. John Curry is asking current players. So either he's doing that just to make people feel like they are involved and they're not involved. Excuse me. They're not involved and he already has his guy. Or maybe he's doing something different than what he did at Kansas State. Maybe something different than what he did with the baseball job. I understand
assuming that since he's going to watch the basketball team, that he already has his guy. Because why would he go and support the basketball team when there's a big football coaching search going on? I mean, that's fair to make that statement. I guess we'll know when the hire is made, right? And kind of when the communication started, when did it become finalized? When did they agree on the contract and new coach decided to be the coach of Tennessee? I guess it's time will tell that. But it seems like from John Curry's past that he has had his guy already picked out, and then he pretended like he had this long search going on. I guess we'll see, man. I can't say that he's doing it right now because I don't know. I just know some guys that we are looking at, that we're talking to, that we're interested in, but don't know if a deal is done yet.
I do wonder if at Tennessee doing that is even possible with how much outside input there is on the coaching search, specifically from these big donors. Tennessee just has a big amount of very wealthy donors who feel like they need to have major influence on what happens at Tennessee. So I wonder if he could even do something like that. And if he did, obviously they would all have to be in on it, I would guess. So it brings in an interesting element, and it kind of obviously it plays into, and I don't really want to do this, but it plays into this conspiracy theory that's been going around that, oh, all of this misinformation is a big cover-up, and oh, John Curry already has John Gruden in the can. I'm not saying that with this. Not even close.
Gruden ain't coming.
But
Gruden ain't coming.
His past does play into that conspiracy theory. I will give the people that believe in that, I'll give them that much.
Gruden isn't coming.
It'll be the greatest smokescreen in history if he does. I say that.
It would. There's a better chance of Tennessee making a bowl game this year than John Gruden coming to Tennessee.
Oh, well, that'd be tough.
There actually is. If you think about it, there actually is a decent chance Tennessee could get chosen for a bowl game at 5-7. Strangely, they got to be Vandy. But
a month ago, I believe is one of the 24/7 guys. I believe I read a report that they said that Tennessee's APR score maybe wasn't good enough to go to a bowl game.
It depends on the pool of teams that are at 5-7.
Correct.
I think what is it? The top six.
I'm not used to Tennessee needing an APR score to go to a bowl game. So forgive me for not knowing the requirements.
I'm the same way. So. I know Mississippi State had that happen last year. They went 5-7 and ended up getting chosen for bowl game. So,
And barely beat Miami, Ohio.
Yeah, I remember that. Let's go to the text box. Johnny says, Swain, we know Gruden likes the attention, but why won't he or Curry come out and say he's not coming? Also, do you think we will have a coach in place by SEC Championship Week? I don't know why Gruden has not come out and said that he's not interested or not coming.
Because he likes the attention.
And I don't know why Curry has not either. But, I think Tennessee pitched John Gruden. I think they offered John Gruden. I think John Gruden was interested. That's why he called former Vols to see if they would be interested in joining his staff. But something is holding John Gruden back from actually making the move. So, as far as having a coach in place by the championship week, which is next week, I think it would be smart to have one in place by next week. But if I had to bet, it would be after next week. It would be sometime in December.
I think the earliest you will see a coach named would be this coming Sunday, Sunday-Monday time frame, and the latest would probably be those first couple of days after the SEC championship game.
Yeah. Early signing period is the 20th of December, so I need to move. Let's see. Corey says, Chris Peterson a candidate? Been contacted? I have heard that we talked to Chris Peterson. I don't know how spot on it is, but if I'm John Curry, why not? Why not talk to Chris Peterson? Why not see how he's feeling?
Don't get me in my feelings like that. Chris Peterson, if you guys think I like Dan Mullen, Chris Peterson is my homeboy.
You don't like Dan Mullen. You love Dan Mullen.
I like Dan Mullen. I love Chris Peterson. Like, oh my gosh, he's to me, and I stand by this 100%, the best college football coach that's never won a national championship, and it's strictly because of the schools he's been at. I think if he was at a bigger, more high-profile school, he has a national championship by this point. The dude, as an X's and O's coach, is unbelievable, and past that, he can rebuild a program. Oh, my goodness, I would love Chris Peterson.
East of Holston says, I think defense has a chance to be pretty good next season with the right DC. Who are your top returning players? Mine are Bertulli and Warrior. It's really hard not to look at those two guys as being the top returning players because I don't know what Rashawn Golden's going to do. He may leave. And if I was Golden, I would leave.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm just saying.
I was trying to think of a way to argue against that. But yeah, if Rashawn Golden comes back, Rashawn Golden is your best defensive player.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
And then Micah and Nigel and Daniel Bertulli. And
Nigel's going to be right up there. That dude can fly.
If Rashawn Golden comes back, it would be Rashawn number one, Nigel number two as your best players on defense.
And you also have Shatoto coming back, and he'll be healthier.
Yeah, but I'm still going.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm still going 100%.
1-2, Golden and Warrior. Concerned Vols fan says Norvell is playing with Fuente's players, Charlie. That's the difference between him and Campbell. Okay, cool. Jim says tell everyone the real reason why Wharton left. You know, Wharton and Butch didn't click. You know, Butch probably said some off the wall things to Wharton that really made people give the side eye to. Also, Wharton needs to get away from Knoxville too. I mean, he had a lot of people pulling at him, being from Tennessee, playing for Tennessee, and so he needed a fresh start. But yeah, he got into it with Butch. Butch, you know, crossed the line with him, things that he said and things that he done, and it's why Vic decided to leave. And you knew it was something because, listen, he was the guy that put the class together, helped recruit some of these other players. So when Vic Wharton transferred, maybe that was a start of kind of, man, maybe something's going on here. I mean, everyone can kind of point to an incident or a move, maybe a coach leaving or a player leaving, where you start to wonder, okay, what's going on inside the program? Maybe Vic Wharton leaving was the first sign. Like, whoa, wait a minute. He was the guy that brought everyone together in the 14 class, and he's leaving. Don't want to tell Vic's personal business, but yeah, he didn't mesh well with Butch Jones after a certain point and needed a fresh start. We'll go back to the text box at hour 3. Swain and Vince, fueled by Dating Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America.